And we go to Holyoke, Massachusetts now for our last story of the morning. Holyoke is known to locals as Paper City. It was a thriving paper manufacturing hub in the 19th and early 20th centuries. Two area artists are honoring that history. WFCR's Karen Brown went to see their work on display in one of the city's former mills.
When you walk into Tatiana Ginsburg's exhibit, about 30 giant sheets of rectangular paper surround you in a sort of semicircle. It feels like you're standing on the upper deck of a ship.
Well, I'm glad you got that because I think this building has such wonderful floors. With all this paper pulp being dragged around these floors, they have sort of the worn quality of planks. And the second I entered the space, I immediately thought of a ship's galleys.
Ginsburg is a papermaker and artist who has a studio at Open Square, a former paper mill in Holyoke turned into office and studio space. Her art installation here is meant to evoke an ocean journey by the 18th century French explorer Jean-François La Pérouse.
It was a voyage of exploration not to claim land, but to further natural history, to make better charts. But the voyage disappeared without a trace, and the only things that we have left from it is paper.
Something about the voyage has long intrigued Ginsburg, its elusiveness and impermanence, which is what she tried to get across with the paper itself. Every piece is white, as is the writing she embedded in the paper using ground-up pulp.
Here's one that's close to us. It says, "The most extraordinary fog bank I have ever seen had caused this error. We saw it dissolve." And that's from a famous section of the journals where he's talking about thinking that they are about to crash into an island and realizing that it really wasn't even there.
Depending on how the light comes in through the warehouse windows, the words on Ginsburg's paper come through in subtle contrast to the paper itself.
I wanted it to have a sort of a ghostly feeling of something that was kind of very fragile, because basically we are reading this story through the paper, through a material that's so fragile that we don't think of it as lasting.
One floor above is another art installation where the medium is the message. Ri Hachianagi is a papermaking artist who, like Ginsburg, teaches at Mount Holyoke College. Her idea for the exhibit came from inside the factory building itself, after her landlord found a mound of old paper pulp in the basement.
The wet pulp actually somehow stayed intact, and the fiber actually is strong enough to still make paper out of. And it's actually miraculous that it's still here when you think about New England basement, you know, everything molds away, especially from 60, 80 years ago.
Hachianagi, a native of Japan, learned that the pulp was likely made from cotton rags imported from Europe before wood became the primary source for paper. The first thing she did was soak the pulp in water and gently use her hands to form blocks. Then she arranged the blocks in rows on the floor to look like an aerial view of Holyoke.
These pulp blocks become city blocks or the buildings. As you see, there's a street and little alleys.
On one end of the pulp city, the blocks are fragile and coarse, no longer viable for papermaking.
If you take any of these blocks and put it in the water, they dissipate. They just melt down. They just become dirty water. However, if you come to the end of the city, this particular small section of the fiber is still alive in terms of papermaking. It can turn into paper if you wash it carefully and extract the live fiber. That's what I did to make these paper that floats up into the air.
Hachianagi points towards the ceiling, where hanging sheets of paper evoke the movement of birds.
In my mind, that paper was taking off. It was made from the pulp, from the paper city, from these city blocks, and took off to all over the continent.
And if you look even closer at those flying pieces of paper, you'll notice an uneven texture.
They're all wrinkled and sometimes thin, even has some traces of water droplets that we papermakers call papermakers' tears, that I embrace them to reflect on the history of these people who've worked so hard and shed tears and sweat to make this city happen.
These days, she points out, Holyoke is known less for its paper mills than for its social problems, like poverty and teen pregnancy. But not far away from Open Square, the city is putting its hopes in a high-tech computer center, in essence, a paperless renaissance. Still, Tatiana Ginsburg says that doesn't mean paper can't still be celebrated.
And that as we enter a digital era in which maybe paper has a secondary role in some ways, what can we take from that? What can we sort of think about as humans, our interaction with materials? What do we want that to be? You know, we don't need paper for the same things we used to need it for, but we might need it for something else. You know, we might need it for art. We might need it for some part of our experience.
That report was from WFCR's Karen Brown. The handmade paper installations are on display at Open Square in Holyoke. This is Morning Edition from WFCR News. I'm Bob Paquette. Have a good weekend.